This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today, a congressional hearing looks at companies that dramatically raise the price of medicine. The issue blew up at the end of last year. That's when Turing Pharmaceuticals and its brash founder, Martin Shkreli, raised the price of the antiparasite drug Daraprim from $13 to $750 a pill. Now, that's a dramatic example, but not the only one, as Ashley Milne-Tite reports.
Prevostatin is a cholesterol drug that's been around for years. Lisa Gill of Consumer Reports says it was pretty cheap in 2013. And then?
This drug saw a 573% price hike in 1 year's time, and that drug is no longer available on these $4, $10 cheap lists.
It's not the only drug to rocket in price. Technology company DRX surveyed pharmaceutical firms recently. It found prices had doubled for scores of drugs. Waleed Jalad is associate professor of medicine at the University of Pittsburgh. He says companies raise prices because they can, and good luck to consumers trying to understand how any of this works. He says first, there are list prices.
And then there are certain rebates that are negotiated, which are invisible to everyone. So in the end, you don't really know exactly what the price is, and so it's hard really to fathom exactly what's going on.
He says some states are interested in bringing in transparency laws around drug pricing. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.